So when do you have to give your prospective employer your Social Security number? I'm Jody Phillips. Asked BJ. He was concerned about identity theft. BJ had watched all the horror stories on TV about losing everything and being in a muddle for years because of identity theft. Now here he was applying for a job and routinely being asked by prospective employers for his Social Security number. And some employers wanted it to check references. Plus, he really didn't feel comfortable about emailing it into cyber risk. BJ wanted to work, but he also wanted to be smart about protecting his identity. Truth is that sooner or later, you're going to be required to give your employer your Social Security number. Here's the tip. Ordinarily, you're not legally required to put it on an application form, but you want to explain you're going to be happy to share it if you make the shortlist. If they're verifying your education, your student number is usually more valuable to them than your Social Security number. And typically, they don't need it to check with previous employers, unless, of course, you and 10 coworkers share the same name. So when is it an absolute? One, for criminal and credit background checks. And two, when they hire you. You want to get paid, right? Because they're going to need it to put you on payroll. That's the law. If you're like BJ and sensitive about faxing or emailing your Social Security number, when you're at a stage where it's mandatory, then take it along with you to your new prospective employer. I'm Jody Phillips.